I want to talk about the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The sugi over here is talking about that Beis Din gave a psak. A certain thing was mutter, and then they were chazur b'im. So after they were chazur b'im, they said that they made a mistake. They understood that they made a mistake and they changed their day. So the din is that you're not allowed to do it anymore. They think that they were mati. This person went ahead. He didn't know that Beis Din changed their opinion, and he did it anyway, even after they were chazrubon. The question is if he's still considered a tola be Beis Din. That we were learning in the sugyas before that there's a ptur that's called tola be Beis Din. Somebody does an avera, but not because he himself wasn't careful. Only he doesn't have air because Beis Din was matir to do this certain thing. So he's potter from a kavim chatos because it's tala Beis Din did it because Beis Din said. And this is the whole sugya here. He's talking about whether he has this ptur of tala Beis Din in such a case. He did it because Beis Din paskin that it was mutter. The question is, maybe he should have known that Beis Din changed their day, that Beis Din was chosruban. And he shouldn't have done it. So I wanted to talk, and there's a few opinions of Tanoim over here, and and the Gemara brings other Tanoim. I wanted to talk about, explain this sugya. It could be what I'm going to say is pshat, and no chidushim, and it could be some of you already thought of this yourselves when you learned the Gemara. And Reb Chaim Valozner says in the Keser Rosh, the Chiddush Torah means Kol Mashalomet V'Advar Misbaharim Yosef, and the things that are clear when you get clarity, that's called Chiddush Torah. And it could be, I hope that I had a certain clarity even to those that thought of the ideas themselves. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, there's a difference between Yosef Pesach Beisho. Or if Halach lo l'mdina sayam, somebody that was Yoshev lo b'soch beisho, he could have known. It's as if to say that there's a tain on him, a tvi on him. He wasn't careful enough. He should have known that Beis Din was chazur b'im, and that's why he's chayev achatas. He's not considered anymore a talo b'Beis Din. But Halach lo l'mdina sayam, it's less tain on him. We can understand that he didn't know that Beis Din were chazur b'im, and that's why he did it. So he's still considered a tola be Beis Din. Rashi says over here in Dibur Masrash Korv Leptur Davadai tola be Beis Din shelo yoda chazuras naval chol mdinasyan. Really, Bemez, what does it depend on? It depends on if he knew. I mean, if you learned Poshet. It's if he did he know that they were chazur b'im or didn't he know that they were chazur b'im? And such a thing a person knows, could know in himself. The chiyuv chatas is something that you don't need aidim for it, you don't need others to know. He has to know in himself if he knew, if he was shogig or if he was amazed. Ad kidei kach that there's a man doma that amr lo shnayim achalti chelov hu amr lo achalti. So he's potter from a kohen because it says a hodeilov lo shiodiyu acherim. It's telling the person himself. It's beinolo bein konu the chiyuv kohen. So either he knows that he knew or he doesn't know that he knew. But how can we make a klal? How can we say in such general terms that if somebody was a yoshev lo bebeis, he must have known or he could have known. And halach lo mdinas yam didn't know. He should know by himself. He knows or he doesn't know. That's one hour over here. It says further in the Mishnah, I wanted to ask a few questions here and then we'll explain everything. In the Mishnah it says further that Rabbi Akiva says, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Moda ani bazeh, we're talking, Rabbi Akiva is talking about a halach lo limdina sayam. So he says, Moda ani bazeh shukarov liptur minachova. He's closer to being potter because it was much harder for him to know that Beis Din were chazur b'im. He's called Karav Liptur Minachov. You have to. You can be medayik over here. What's the lashon karov? What's the word karov over here? Close. Either he is or he isn't. If we say that he's a, there's no taina on him that he could have known. So what does it mean? Karov is close, as if to say we're still not so sure, but it's close. What does that mean? Why do you use such a lashon? Further on in the Gemara. Gemara asks a question. Why does Rav Shimon hold that he is considered a tala bebasim? Gemara asks Meisve that there's a din parlam davar shel tzibur, you collect from the people, betchila govin alein. People have to give money for the problem that was so serious. So the Gemara means to ask that for sure he knew about it, because they got around collecting. So Rashi says over here in Dibra Maschal V'amai, so as Rashi says, why is he at Tala Bebezin? Kivan da agvi lo mos le tzarech parlam dover shel tzibur. Have a mishyadol. He wouldn't know. What's the big kasha? He wouldn't know. So maybe he didn't know, he didn't hear, but maybe they didn't get to him yet. It takes time to collect from everybody. What makes the Gemara so sure that he knew about it just because they go collecting from everybody? The Bama is, that's the Gemara's. Maybe it's included in the Gemara's teretz. She go with Stam, or she can blah blah. He wasn't in the city when they collected, so he didn't hear about it. I mean, but it's such a simple terrace. He didn't, that means they didn't hear about it. He didn't, even though they went collecting, he didn't hear about it. So what was the big cash? What was the have a minute to ask? Further, in the Gemara, it says, the Gemara in the next to the last line brings the shita of Sumchus. Sumchus Amru Tolu. A new lashon over here, not chayev, not potter, not sofek, tolum. Rashi gives a long explanation over here in Dibra Mascha Ikar Beinayim, and Rashi says that the lohavi, that if there was a chaticha that's a sofek, then he brings Hashem tolum. Maybe it was, maybe he did that there. There's such a carbon that's called Hashem tolum. Somebody has a suffix, maybe he didn't know there. But over here, Rashi says, Lekala meima shema tola ba'atzmo mamashu, shalpio roos, yukach maisha shalot tolu you, the tzad chiv shalot tolu you, the lavi tzad chiv mal you, yukach enu maybe oshum tolu. So what's Rashi saying over here? It sounds like the Havana, the superficial Havana, seems to be that Rashi is saying that he is still a Tala Bebezdim. But Rashi doesn't say it so clearly. Rashi says over there might be a tzad that is, but here there's no tzad that is a Tala Bebezdim. Maise Shalot is Tolu you. The tzad chiv is Tolu. I mean, what does that mean? The tzad chiv is toli. What does it mean? Toli, it's hanging. The tzad chiv, which means atola batzno, maybe he's doing it because of his own. So that tzad is toli. It's not, and he goes on to say, the lohavi tzad chiv mali, it's not strong enough. The whole lashon of Rashi here is mashma, as if there is such a tzad, that's a tzad chiv, but it's not mali, and it's toli, and it's not a tzad chiyuv mamish, and that's a pshat. The chiyuv is totally v'amr. He doesn't say there's no tzad of chiyuv. The tzad chiyuv is totally. What does that mean? The tzad chiyuv is totally. How do you explain such a thing? Another thing. What's the difference? According to Sumchus, it comes out that he's potter. I mean, the lemaisa, the stand, the list. The bottom line, according to Sumchus, is that he's considered a Tala Bebezdin. So what's the difference between Simchus and Reb Shimon? Shimon holds that he's potter because he's a Talmid Bebezdin, and Simchus also, except Simchus said it in a different lashon, different nusach, different way, which is not so clear. But in the end, it comes out that he's potter because of Talmid Bebezdin. So why? What's the difference? And the Gemara doesn't even ask that. The Gemara doesn't even ask what's the difference between Simchus and Reb Shimon. We have to understand what's the difference. Another hour, one more hour I want to ask over here. The Gemara brings a mashal in the Avdalah and Medalef on Simchus. The mashal of the Simchus is the Madav Adama. Somebody brought his kapara ben Hashmoshes. Now it comes out that he's a suffix. Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix. He doesn't know if he had a kapara or not. So he's lachura. He should have brought Hashem Tali because now he's in a matzav, a situation of suffix. That we say, no, he doesn't have to bring Hashem Tali. In the end, the Gemara says, because he shoyel ashkech inish de mishayle, and Rashi explains lo mashkech inish de mishayle v'lo solik adaite lemisha. He didn't think why should he have to ask. It never occurred to him that you have to ask. So that's why you can't come to him with a tiny why didn't you ask, and then you would have known the bezdin were chosu. But no, he didn't think you have to ask. So it comes out in the end. What does it have to do with Bein HaShmosa? How does it fit together? What I'm asking is, how does the Moshe and the Nimsha fit together? The Moshe is Bein HaShmosa and Nimsha is just a stronger explanation of his not knowing. Giving, justifying his not knowing the Bezin were chosen. What does it have to do with Bein HaShmosa? This is very hard to understand, especially that the Teshuvos are Rosh. Says over here that you put the day on Chazoku. Why is he put there from bringing a carbon? You put the day on Chazoku. So here also you put him on his Chazoku. What's Shaykh? You put him on the Chazoku always means that you say, when you have some kind of a suffix, you say the situation stays like it was until now. It was until now a certain way. So we can assume the Din Chazoku does, we assume that the thing stayed the way it was until now. So what's Bein HaShmosa? The Tashus Arash says it was daytime until now, so we can assume that it's still day. So the same thing here, the Nimshal is Abayash, we can call him a Tala Bebezin, because until now he was a Tala Bebezin. So if it's Kipshuto, these words Chazaka over here, so what? First of all, we asked all the time, he doesn't know if he was Tala Bebezin or not. Well, we don't know. So what do? We put him on Chazaka and we... And we patter him as if you don't know, like a new thing. So the din chazaka, if it's the regular din chazaka, so you need bein hashmoshes, as if the Gemara didn't know there was such a thing in his chazaka and kol terkul, and he found it. Oh, there's such a thing bein hashmoshes. Now we found the concept of chazaka. Chazaka is all over Shas. We know of chazaka. And further, the Tashish Arash says v'lo posheya. Also, he's not a posheh. So what does he stay? A regular Tala Bebezin. What does it have to do with Chazok? It seemed that when the Tashis HaRosh said Chazok, he didn't mean the regular Chazok of all over Shas. We find the Lashon Chazok is used in many different ways all over. And soon we'll get to explain what it is, especially. I don't think you put Bein. I don't think I didn't get a chance to look for those that talk about it. But I don't think you put Bein HaShmoshes on Chazaka. If somebody does a Malach Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes, he brings all Shem Tol. You don't say Chazaka that was daytime and he's put. So now one more hour I wanted to ask here. If you hold that he does bring Hashem Tol, according to one of the Tanoim over here, which is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Sofik in the bottom of Gimel with Beis, one line before the last. So the Blazer says Sofik, it means he brings Hashem Tali, a carbon that you bring for a matzav of Sofik. Because it was a Sofik if he knew, it seems to be saying that it's a Sofik if he knew if Beis Nimuch Chazir Ben or not. So I'm asking, what will be We know that there's a mandamra that holds that for us in Tol, you need a chaticha mishtei chatichas. You have to have two pieces in front of him, and he doesn't know what was the suffix that which chaticha he ate. And that's called in the Gemara increases ikva yisur. You know for sure there was a yisur here. You just don't know which one he ate. One mandamra, not everybody holds like that. The Gemara doesn't go into that over here, which would seem it's the kulei alma that he. He's a sub again and brings us in toys. I'm asking why. Where are they stay chatichas over here? It seems to be one chatich, one person though. We don't know if he was chazar or bezin, if he knew that bezin were chazar or not. I'll go put him bekitza, just let me summarize what were all the hours that we asked. The first thing we asked, what was the, why do we make a difference between Yosef Beisha and Olach Lemdinasam? Why doesn't it depend if he knows that he. That he knew that Bezin Chazer went or not. Second hour was, what's the Lashon Karov Liptur? The third hour was, why is it the Gemara says, Betchila Govin, if they collect? What makes the Gemara so sure that he knew, that because of that he knew? The fourth hour is, according to Sumchus, where's the word Toloi mean, according to Sum? What's this new concept of Toloi? The fifth hour is, what's the difference between Sumchus and Reb Shimer? And the sixth hour is, what's the muscle of Bein HaShemashis have to do with us, especially according to Tashus HaRosh. The seventh hour is that the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, and then the reason is because he didn't occur to him to ask, not because of the suffer. And the eighth hour is, where is the Shtei Chatichas over here? I want to say like this, what's Shogeg all the time? A shogeg has to bring a korban. So we know that there's shogeg and there's onus which doesn't bring a korban. The lashon of Rambam is in Hilchos Shogeg, Perakei, Halacha Vov. So Rambam is talking about somebody that was a shogeg that has to bring a korban. In the case over there was Samach Lovesta. So over there he was Boel, but he should have. And then she was pierced her needle in the middle. It comes out that that he's over b'shogeg on a chayvei krisus, he was a boil needed. The Rambam says, why is he considered a shogeg? The lashon of the Rambam is shas shogeg hoyelo livdok uladaktik. He should have checked good into this situation. And the Rambam adds, ilu bodak yofe yofe. V'diktek b'sheilos, if he would have checked very good, lo haya bali de shgogu, he wouldn't have come to this situation. U'lefisha lo torach b'drisha v'chakir v'charkach yas, he didn't bother to check good, it's torach kapor. So the Rambam says this thing over here, now why does he need a kapor? Why does a shogeg have to bring a kapor? He didn't know, so what do you want from him? Why does he need a kapor? What avera did he do if he didn't know? Rambam says the avera that he did was that he wasn't bodek and medaktik, and then the Rambam calls it bodek yofe yofe, and the Rambam says so many lashonas over here, he chazes it over in different ways, bodek v'diktek, bodek yofe yofe, diktek v'sheilos, torach bedrisha v'chakir, all these things, the Rambam says that's what makes a person a shogeg that he shouldn't know. This we know, memela, we understand that a onus means somebody that you can't demand anything from him. There's no reason he shouldn't have known. All this is talking about a regular shogeg. Let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, so there's a lot of shogeg. What is shogeg over there? That he didn't know that today was Shabbos, or he didn't know that the malacha was also. He should have known that today was Shabbat. It can't be that so many days went by and that Shabbat didn't come along. So he should have asked. He should have asked people if he doesn't know himself where he should have figured out. And he would have known that today is Shabbat. But, and that's why he brings a carbon. Now, over here we say Tola Bebezdin is part of my carbon. What does that mean? That somebody that was Tola Bebezdin. There's no if the Torah said that he's potter from a carbon, it must be that if you're doing because Bezdin said nobody could come to the person and say you should have been Torah v'dikti. Well, what should he have done? Should have learned the sugya. He should have figured out himself. Now, if the Torah wasn't megalata, it's a special puzzle that there's a special din tolu bebes. And a chanami, he should have learned the sugi. We on our own, we would have said that. But everybody is capable of coming to the MS. So he should have not. He should have worked on the sugi and figured out if bezin is right or not. But the Torah is megalata. No, there's such a thing as going lafid bezin and that part is. So once the third part of the pshat is, you don't say all these things that the Rambam said in every shogig that he should have been tarach v'diktik. You don't say all that. He should have been darish v'chug. You don't say. Now, what's over here the case? By us. Now I'm going to be makdim a gemara in Shabbos. I forgot the daf. The Gemara in Shabbos says, in Perek Klal Godim, it could be it's Ayin or Mitbeis, the Gemara says like this, that somebody was had two shkogas in one. That means he forgot that today is Shabbos, and he forgot that the malachas are usher. He doesn't know that, he forgot the halacha that the malachas are usher. The Gemara has a shayla, does he bring one korban or many korbanas? That means somebody that was a shogeg that didn't know that it's Shabbos today. He brings one carbon on everything he did because it all comes from the one chesaron yedi of not knowing the Shabbos. Somebody knew it's Shabbos. He didn't know the malachas are also. So each malacha that he did comes from another chesaron yedi, haloma it's called in the Gemara. It's like separate halomas, each malacha. But here he had both in one. He also, but didn't know both. Didn't know today's Shabbos. Didn't know the malachas are awesome. So in the beginning, the Gemara says that you have to see. Why did he? What would make him stop, not do the malach? If the reminding him that it's Shabbos today, he would stop. So then it all comes from forgetting that it's Shabbos. If reminding him that the malachas also would stop him, so then it comes from the not knowing. It all is the sherish of it, the source of his shkoga is the malach. The Gemara says, no, klum pirish mi Shabbos el mishum malacha, klum pirish mi malacha el mishum Shabbos. Then no, it depends, one depends on the other. You can't separate the two things, the Shabbos and the malachas, and it doesn't matter. It's no different. But come on, what do you see from the Gemara's shakal of attire over here? That both, according to the Havamin and according to the Maskona, you look at what was the gorem, the cause of the doing the Aveira over here, the direct cause for doing the Aveira. And in the beginning, the Gemara held that if the reminding him of, let's say, that the Malacha is also would stop him, so even though we know that he also forgot that it's Shabbos, but you see, the main, there's such a thing as a main cause and a not main cause. The main cause was forgetting the Malachas. See, we don't care what they're forgetting of the Shabbos. The Gemara then says, no, the Gemara doesn't slug up the Yesod itself. The Gemara says the forgetting of Shabbos is also is a direct cause for him doing the Melachos. But what I want to take out of this Gemara is there's such a thing as the cause, the Gurim, the direct cause of doing the Melach. I'm saying over here, like according to that, I'm saying over here like this. When somebody was Tola Bebezna, now, the whole Shiloh Varsugi is not, should he have known that the let's say we're talking about eating chalev, should he have known that the chalev is also, or he shouldn't have known, or he could have known the chalev, there was a way he could have known that the chalev, that the din is that it's really, no, that's not the question. The question is, did he know that Bezdin were chazur b'hem? So even though there's a svar to be machayev and machatos, because there's also a tiny on him that he should have been medactic yofa, like the Rambam says, and you take a see from the sugi that there is such a tiny on the person who should have been medactic, but of course of that wasn't why he ate it. He didn't. You can't say that he ate the chalev because he thought Beis Din still is mad, because he held that the psak is still in existence. It's still an existence. He ate the chalev because of the psak bezdin. All the time, the pshat is like this. He did the iser. He could have known that the truth is different than what he thought. But over here, The truth is, there was a Psak Beis Din. That means, what the change in the Psak? He didn't know if they changed, but it's not that he ate the chalev because of not. You can't call that a direct cause for doing the Maaseh. It's just that there was nothing to prevent it. All you could say is there was nothing to prevent him from doing the thing. But you can't call that a cause. You could call that an indirect cause, but you can't call it a direct cause. So Mela, according to what we see from the Gemara and Shabbos, I'm saying, even according to the Maskana that by Shabbos we say Shabbos and Melochas are both connected, they're both one thing, but over here it's two stages, it goes in two Shlavim. There's knowing what Beis Din Paskin. And then after you know what that Beis Din changed his mind, then you know that you connect that to the general idea that Chalev is Osir, and it becomes Osir. But here, he's not holding by that child of what is this piece, what's the halach of this piece. All his question is what did Beis Din say, what didn't they say, or what are they thinking, what are they not thinking? So that's, there's a strong spur to say. But that's not considered a shogeg. That's not the shogeg that the Torah was Machaya Bachatos. And that's the svar of Reb Shimon comes out. That's what I want to say. That's the svar of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that he's a Tola Beis Din. He's a Pshat word. That Reb Shimon is also mode that there's a tain on the person he should have known. And it comes out according to this. It's a mistake. The whole thing that we were asking the whole time we started with asking what's the difference. Does the person know or doesn't he know? We were asking in the beginning. What's this whole business with Sfeikis? What's Shaykh to talk about Hashem Toler? You know, we don't know if he knows or doesn't know. What's Shaykh to talk about a Yosef Bebeis when a Holachim Bina say, I'm here, he knows or he doesn't know? He can know by himself if he knows or doesn't know. The answer is Pasha, and I think probably people thought of this themselves already, that it's not a question of if he knows or he doesn't know. Lolem, it's true that he doesn't know. He never found out that Beis Din were Chazur. The whole time he goes with the thought that Beis Din weren't Chazur Bohen. Only the Shaila is there a tain on him or not? Is there a Tvi Hoyalo Ledakt? Does a person have to always go around and asking, what did Beis Din say? What did they say? Or he could close his eyes. Comes up Shimon and he holds, even though there's a tain on the person you should have known, But that's not enough to consider him a shaykh, because it's not the direct cause of doing that avera. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. I wanted to add even more than that. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos that the Gemara brings in the beginning of the Masechta over here. It says like this: Haru lo Beis Din leinasei, Beis Din paskin that she's mutter to get married, that her husband died, and that Beis Amir Aleph, the Gemara brings it, the Beis Din was mutter to get married, that they paskin her husband is dead, instead of getting married, she was mizana, chayeves bekorban, slowly tirula elala yinose. So this wasn't the heter that the Beis Din gave her. They gave her heter leinose to get married, but they didn't give her heter to be mizana. So that's why she's chayva kamen, and you don't say that she's considered a tola b'Beis Din. I'm asking like this: but Beis Din did say that she's not a ishes ish. They did say that. What does it mean? Lo itiru elali nase. What does it mean? Yeah, hitiru nase. Hitiru elali nase means they said she's not a ishes ish anymore. So what does it mean? What's the difference? What she did afterwards, all of a kilkul of she was nisus. She's going out pipsak Beis Din that Beis Din said she's not a ishes ish. I'm saying like this: a Tola b'Beis Din has to be that somebody doesn't think. Tola b'Beis Din means he doesn't think. He did exactly what Beis Din said. The exact words that Beis Din said. Beis Din said muteres l'nosei. That's what they say. They don't. When Beis Din paskins, they don't say oh you eishesish. They don't go into explaining to her. They say that she's muteres l'nosei. What's it gonna be if she's gonna say to her, start thinking? What does it mean that Mutter Nase, I'm not Ishishish? If I'm not Ishishish, so it's not such a big avera to be Mekalka. So you're already using your own Seichel, so you're not a Tola b'Beis Din. A Tola b'Beis Din is Bitul Gomer to the Das Torah of Beis Din. You can't even think a simple Aleph Beis like this, you're not allowed to think. He's Mamish Lagamri Misbatel to exactly the words that Beis Din says he's doing. Then you call that television. I'm saying such a person that was in such a darge of his battles to the Das Besen, and he doesn't think at all. So you're gonna tell him you should have thought and you should have known that Besen were chazir. But that's the whole matzav over here is a matzav of not thinking. So he's gonna go so far, he's such a bottle to the daster of Besen. You know, he's gonna all of a sudden think maybe Besen because it's tachmamish astira minayubay. For this person, so it's not shaykh to come to him with a tana that he's not a telebubay. But the other tanoim hold not like that. The other tanoim hold that's also called a shaggy. Such a thing is called a shaggy. There's no din of direct. Indirect is also because so you can hear a very strong svar. You can hear both studying very good over here of both tanoim. Now, so the whole thing that I was asking the whole time, what's the difference between Yosef, Rebbeisha, and Holach Lamdinasyam? So the answer is simple. I already explained this. That the difference is, Lolam, he doesn't know. But is it a tain on him or not? That means the other tanoim that hold that this indirect shkog is also considered a shkog. But Halach Limdina Sayam, there's no hayalo ledaktek of what the Rambam says. So such a not knowing is mamishat stays at Tola Bebezin. And a not Halach Limdina Sayam Yosha Bebezin. There is the tain on him. The Gemara asks a kasha on Reb Shimon, but they go around collecting, so he shouldn't know. So I was asking, how do you know? Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't hear. But if it's such a thing, something that becomes so mefursum, and people hear about it, and people are talking about it, and everybody is participating in the magbit, in the collection. Such a thing. It's so shchiach. The Gemara held. It's so shchiach to know that it's already not an indirect anymore. There's a certain stuff that you have to be a yishuv to not know what's going on. We're talking about people that are from the yishuv, that are from the normal people over here. So on such a thing, you can't call that indirect anymore. If you're in the yishuv, you know such things. So holomaz adama, if somebody would hear a vague shmur that Bezdin might have been chosuban and he doesn't bother to check it. So you're going to say it's indirect. You're not going to say it's indirect because it entered his mind the tzad that maybe the thing became osur. Such a thing. And it's a din on every yochid. If betchila magvilen, there is a din of every yochid to know and to participate in this. And in fact, it comes out the din tells you you're supposed to know about it. And what'll be if he goes and he hides himself and they don't find him? It's also to do that. And you machuv to take part, to give something, to help for the by the carbon. So the Gemara helped that Rabbi Shimon can't say his din anymore and such a thing. So you can't ask the kasha that I was asking the whole time. That maybe he didn't hear, but maybe he didn't know. In this whole sugya, we're talking about somebody who didn't hear about. The shaila is how close is the time on him that he should have heard. So if there's a din that you're supposed to participate, so it's not shaykh to say that he didn't know. So the meanwhile, we answered the first question about Yashav Vebeisha and Halach Limdina Sayyam. We answered the third hour about Betchila Govin, what was the Gemara's kashya. And Mamela, now we understand what's the Lashon. Rabbi Rabbi Akiva says he's Karov Liptur. We were Madag the Lashon Karov Liptur. Because that is the Shailin, the whole sugya of close and far, direct or indirect. How close is he? How close the tain on him, the demand that we make on him, you should have known. How strong is that? So it's hard to say Karov Liptur. Even a Halach Limdina Sayam, there could have been a way that he could have known, maybe. But no, but it's so far, it's so hard to know. In fact, the Gemara even goes into detail in the Avdalet of Hechzik Baderach, there's such a thing. No, he didn't go to the Medina Sayam. He only started packing his bags and started going. And that's the question, should he have known or not? That's, now we understand very good the Lashon Karov. How close is it? How direct is it? How strong is the taina you should have known on this person? Now, so we explain that also. Now we'll get to the question of the shtei chatichos, which was the eighth ha'or that we asked. What does it say? Where's Techa Tichas? Where's there's a din? The Manoma that you need two pieces that you know, Vada, there was a Yisri. So I'm saying within the person, there's Techa Tichas. There's his, the Tala Bebezin is one, how could you say, one attitude that he has, one matzav in his nefesh. And the finding out, the should of finding out is another matzav, two matzavim, two situations, two dasses that are in this one person. And the question is, which das is stronger than the other? Which one is miskaber and the other? The fact that he should have known, does that overweigh the not knowing, the being tola bebezni, or not? How close is that? It's there are shteichatis, so we understand. Why is there Hashem tola? And now, what's left for us to explain is sumchus. So we asked a few kashas on sumchus. First thing we asked, what did sumchus say? Sumchus omer, shim sumchus omer toli. What kind of lashon is it, toli? And the Rashi is very strange, how Rashi keeps talking about you can't lekelamim Rashi dibra maschel ike beinayim. So Rashi says, lekelamim shema toli batzum mameshu. Not a mamish at Tola Batsuma, as if to say it's a little bit of Tola Batsuma, but a little bit, that's nothing. So he says, why? What's this new concept? It's a new concept we never heard of in the whole Shas. A concept that's called Tolly, which means pot. The word Tolly we heard of a lot. Tolly means Suffolk. That's not what it means over here. It doesn't mean Suffolk. It means it's more leaning towards the tzad of Tola Bebesis. I'm thinking to say like this. And another thing we ask, what's the difference between Sumchus and Rabbi Elazar, the held Hashem that is Sumchus and Rabbi Shimon, that part. I'm saying like this. Could be, maybe, that Sumchus is saying a Nuswa. There's a din by Chai Bechatot and by Chai Bechatot, and by Hashem Tol, there's a din of Yediyah. It says in Pasuk, Oh Hoda El of Chatot. And you need a yedid. What will be the deen if somebody brings a chatos? I say, and just in case I didn't aware, I'm bringing the chatos, and it'll be a machaber. And later when I'll find out, it'll be a kapa. Let's say instead of Hashem Tala, he'll bring a chatos. And I'll say, if I find out later, it'll help. Or misafik, I'm going to bring. So you can't do that, not because you can't bring misafik. Besides that, you can't bring a misafik a carbon. But because there's a din of Hodail of Chatosu. So Afilov in the Shomayim, they know that he did the Chet, the carbon is puzzle, because he didn't have a Yediyah. And there's sugyas in Krisus about what does it mean a Yediyah. There's a sugya Yediyah Sofuk, if it's a Yediyah or not. There's a sugya of Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. And there's a Rambam that if somebody has a Yediyah that he didn't have air, and he didn't know which Aver he did. And then he brings the chatos as kosher, and then he'll bring another chatos when he finds out later. So there's such a rama. So you see there, there's din of yediyah. So I'm saying like this: when Sumchus says tolu, it means the yediyah, the tolu batzmo is tolu. It's hanging in the air. That's I feel, even though you could say that he could have known, there were ways to know. It was easy for him to know that Bezin were chazuban, but to call that a yediyah of the chet, you can't call that. I'm saying, why not? The Sumcha says like this, in the end of the sugya, Ishoyil lo ashkachinish de mishayle. It didn't occur to him that you have to ask. I mean like this, that we're talking about a person that knows how to think, and knows all the possibilities. And he knows that it could be that Bezdin were chazur. It can happen such a thing, that Bezdin were chazur, but the good thing, maybe they were close. So why should he think such things? So what do you see from here? That even though the person might have in his mind such a thought, maybe Bezin were close, he didn't think I have to go find out such a thing. So why didn't he think you have to go find out such a thing? Because of what the situation was till now, a person that means this is a svara in das b'nei odom. It's a svara in das b'nei that a person doesn't think that things change. It has nothing to do with the sugya of chazokers, I'm saying. It means das b'nei adam is the thing that why should I think something? It's just like you have a famous svara in Hilchos Sfeikis that Reb said lo chazina lo masukin, the month I brought over here. The Gemara says in Achulin, in two places, I forgot to bring the Marmon comes. There's a There's, I think it's talking about, there's a gemara there that something fell, a bird fell into the fire, and you don't know if the fire penetrated into the lungs or something. So, and the outside, you don't see anything, so you don't, you're not afraid. Maybe inside, you don't have to check. There's is such a thing, I'll call upon him a famous claw. And Bacharam Wasserman said in the Kevitz Ahurs, he said that somebody's walking in the street. Well, why don't you say maybe a tumor touched him and he told me maybe you know for sure that not, you didn't see, you didn't look around. So what are you going to say? He's tor because sophic tumor, but you said I'm tor. You're going to go into dina, he's fake. No, there's no reason to think. So in das bnei adam, there's also such a thing. There's no reason to think. That's why Sumchus holds it's not a yediyah, not because he holds like Rab Shimon. This is the difference between Sumchus and Rab Shimon, that the Tola Bebedin stays a Tola Bebedin. Rab Shimon has a svar because the Tviya on him, he should have known, is an indirect Tviya. And that's why he's still considered Tola Bebedin. But Sumchus, no, he's not going with that. He's going with a whole new svar. Lalam, there might have been a Havamin in the person's mind that Bezin Rechose. But he thought, why should you think such a thing? So Mela, he's called Chesar Yedid, there's no Ahodei Lov Chatosu. So Mele is Potter both from Chatos and from Moshum Tole, because at least you need a Yedia Sofik, you need. And this is less than a Yedia Sofik, like I said, because it's in the Bechin of Reu Shedelo Chazina, Lo Machzikinan. So it's not even a Yedia Sofik. And Mele, it's very understood, the whole Lashon of Rashi over here. Rashi says, Lekala Memen Dibra Mascho Ikebeinayu. A little bit he is a Tolabatzma. Some Havamina, some far out Havamina in his mind enters his mind, but it's not Mamish. Why? The Tzad Chiyuv is Toli, it's hanging in the air. That means it's not even a Tzad to make it be considered a Yediyah. It's not strong enough. But a far out way, a far out tzad, there is such a tzad. That's what he says. You're kind of maybe Hashem Tov. So maybe now we understand. We explain the difference between Sumchus and Rab Shimon. Now, what's the moshul of Bein Hashvash that Sumchus says? And what's the pshat in the Tosfos Harosh? The Tosfos Harosh uses the word Chazok. I'm saying Al Korachach. The Tosfos Harosh didn't mean chazaka like you use it all over Shas. This is maybe, I don't know, if some people might call this a dochak in the Lashon. But in the idea, I don't think it's a dochak in the svar. But Tosfos Rosh didn't mean chazaka like all over Shas. Mukminon hayom bechazkaso, he says. I mean, it could be that Tosfos Rosh meant that somebody brought his kapara bein hashmoshes, so later on you want to say that he should have to bring a Hashem Tolan, because now he's a Sofik, he's in a matzav of Sofik Kapor, a Sofik not Kapor. No, even if he is in such a matzav, there's no Hodeil of Chatoso. Because why? Since until now was daytime, and he brought the carbon because he was in the day. And I feel in Bein HaShemoshes itself, there's a strong amount of light still shining. So why should he think that it's night already? It's not in the Das Bnei Adam. He doesn't. The Cheskos Kam is Mashpia on the Das Bnei Adam, not to think that he already went into the night. Maybe there's no Hodeil of Chatosa. There's no Yediyah that he is in a Matzav of Sofek Kapor or not. So you can't bring an Hashem Toli on such a thing. Now we can understand very good the Nimshal Bayas. That by us also is not a Hodeil of Chatos. Also, by us also, that means there's such a concept as a Adas Bnei Adam that's Mashpia on what's called Hodeil of Chatos. So by us also, he was living in a matzav of Tola Bebezin Ad Kedekach, like we explained before, a Bito Gomer to the Das of Bezin without any thinking on his own. All of a sudden, you're going to say something changed. That's not a Yediyah. The slight machshava that could enter the mind, maybe something changed, is not enough to be considered a Hodeil of Chata. And it's very good, the Lashon, the Tosfos HaRosh, Toch Kedei Dibur, when he said Chazkosu Kama, he says, V'lo Poshea, V'lo also B'day Toshach Shabon Bezdin. He's not a Poshea. What's Pshia and Chazok? It's Damish, two separate Svaras, and he's putting them together. The Pshat is, He's not a also a baito. He's not machuiv to think, or it's not the teva of a person to think that maybe a change happened over here, and that keeps him, that he stays in a matzav of a tala bebezin, and he's potter from a and he's potter even from a shantala. So with this, we explained what the muscle of ben hashmosh is. We explained what the rush is saying. We explain how the Mosav of Ben Hashmosh is together with the Svara of Lo Ashkachinish, they fit together very good. And we also explain what the Toshis Rosh means with Chazaka. And we explain the difference between Simchus and Reb Shimon.